In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft, all of them, remain grounded today after the FAA joined with regulators around the world yesterday and temporarily banned the planes from flying. This is after two crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia of the same type of plane within the last 5 months. At this point, Boeing isn't just facing financial and technical problems, its reputation is on the line. Marketplace's transportation reporter Jack Stewart has more.
Boeing says it's sold 371 of its 737 MAX aircraft around the world. In the US, American, United, and Southwest collectively operate 72 of them. And another 18 are owned by Norwegian Air. CEO Bjørn Hjus sure isn't picking up the tab for the grounding.
We will send this bill to those who produce this aircraft.
Victims' families are suing Boeing after the Lion Air crash in October, and more suits could come from the Ethiopian Airlines crash on Sunday. Add in its plunging stock price this week, and...
You have the definition of a PR crisis.
Seth Arenstein is the editor of PR News.
Its reputation is totally on the line.
But in 2013, the FAA ordered U.S. carriers to ground their then shiny new Boeing 787 planes because of concerns that onboard batteries could catch fire. Kevin Michaels of Aerodynamic Advisory.
Boeing came back from that, and today the 787 is the most popular wide-body aircraft in the world.
As damaging as this is for Boeing, he says it's far better than another incident. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.